Living Emunah, number 7, no regrets. A person with Emunah never has regrets. Rather than dwell on the past or on what might have been, he accepts the outcome without frustration or distress. He recognizes that he made his istadus, his effort, and if it didn't work out, this can only be because this was the best thing for him. A pasuk in Koheles, Ecclesiastes, by King Solomon says, Eight laledet ve'eight lamut. There is a time to give birth and a time to die. What is the wisdom underlining this statement? Is it not obvious that there is a time for birth? When a baby is born, we can simply look at the clock and determine the time of birth. What is the profound message in King Solomon's teaching? There is a time to give birth. I heard a beautiful explanation of this verse from Rabbi Pesach Eliyahu Falk, that he had told a couple who were married for several years without children. They went to the doctors and underwent numerous treatments. And they also prayed tearfully, but to no avail. As the years went by and their prayers went unanswered, they grew despondent. 10 years after they married, they heard that a certain renowned tzaddik, who was known for the power of his blessings, was visiting their neighborhood and would be staying very close to their home. The wife turned to the husband and said, Look, the tzaddik is coming practically to our door. Why not go and receive a bracha from him? The husband agreed, and he went to the tzaddik, who assured the man that he would be blessed with a child within the year. And sure enough, his bracha was fulfilled. Seeing that all it took was a bracha from the tzaddik, the wife felt very frustrated. What were we thinking all this time? She told her husband. We knew about the tzaddik even before we were married. Why do we not go to him sooner? Why do we wait for him to come to us? We could have had a 9-year-old child by now, as well as many other children. All those years of aggravation and anxiety could have been avoided. The husband explained that she was mistaken. We were not granted a child because of the tzaddik's blessing, he said. To the contrary, Hashem sent the tzaddik to our doorstep because the time had come for us to have a child. We did not think of it earlier because the time had not yet come for us to have our prayers answered. This is the meaning of Eight Laledet. When the divinely ordained time for a child's birth arrives, Hashem makes it happen. This lesson applies to all areas of life. We should never have regrets over what could have or should have been. We need simply to do our hishtadlus, our effort, and then leave the rest in Hashem's hands. And when things do not work out as we had hoped, we must trust that this was Hashem's decision as to what is best for us.